Matthew chapter 5. This is God's holy word. And Jesus, seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Amen. The word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that you enable us to see the Word of God, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in this portion of the Scriptures. Guide us, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Give us a humble heart. Give us a receptive heart in order to hear the Word and to live according to the Word of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to share the Word of God with you from Matthew 5, verse 5, the third beatitude. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." That will be our sermon text. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Each beatitude shows us an aspect of the Christian life. And at the same time, each beatitude, each blessedness, as we have it here, applies to our lives in two ways. It affects our lives personally, individually, and at the same time, it affects or applies to our lives as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the church, as brothers and sisters in Christ. So it is always important to remember that and to see that as we come to each beatitude, it is describing one aspect of our lives. So we come to the third beatitude, "Blessed are the meek." In the first place, brothers and sisters, we should notice the importance and the meaning of the word "blessed." First of all, it is a word pronounced by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that fact should be enough in order to pay full attention to this word, "Blessed are the meek." But in the second place, brothers and sisters, we have to remember that the word "blessed" is a Hebrew way of speaking in which we are told that it is God who blesses. "Blessed are the meek" means God is the one who blesses the meek. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are involved in blessing His people, blessing the meek. In the third place, and as a consequence of the other 2 points, the word "blessed" has an idea of happiness, of joy, rejoicing, because it comes from our triune God. It is pronounced by the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God grants His blessing to His people, when God grants His blessings to the meek, there is a real reason for joy and happiness. And as we have said before in previous sermons, the word blessed, it is a word taken from the Old Testament, which means all the blessedness, all the happiness of the meek. What a wonderful blessing then that the meek are blessed by God. So Jesus Christ didn't use this word for the first time in the Bible. He took it from the Old Testament. So this is so important because that reminds us of the fact that the Lord has always blessed His people, both in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. God cares for those, for the meek, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But who are the meek? Who are the meek? The word that the Lord Jesus Christ uses here in Matthew 5, it is a word that is always used in the Old Testament in the context of the Lord speaking to those who belong to the people of God. Speaking of those who belong more especially to the covenant of grace. And the word meek has two main ideas. Meek are those who are oppressed. Meek are those who suffer in the hands of evil people, and at the same time, they have learned to submit to the will of God. That's the first meaning of the word meek. In the second place, it also denotes a person who has an even temper disposition of heart. A person, man or woman, who is able to control his or her emotions, like not getting angry for any reason, but to be gentle, to be even tempered, to stop and pause before doing or saying something. For example, we find the meek in Isaiah 61:1, which is an example of those who are oppressed. We read in Isaiah 61, verse 1, the following: the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The word poor in Isaiah 61 is the same word that is used for the meek, those who are oppressed, those who suffer injustices in this word. But also, we have an example of a humble person, of a gentle person, in Numbers 12:3. Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3. In which we read of Moses the following. Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. The word humble there is also the same word for meek in our passage this morning in Matthew 5. So, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ then takes this word from the Old Testament and says, bless the meek. And he means two things, at least: bless those who are suffering, but at the same time, they accept the will of God in their lives. Not that they don't do anything to improve their condition, but at the same time, know that every single thing that happens is because the will of God in their lives. So blessed are the ones who submit humbly to the Word of God. But at the same time, the Lord is saying, blessed are the meek in the sense of those who have a gentle heart, of those who are not violent, of those who are loving, who are tender, who care for others, and they do not take revenge. Blessed are the meek. But brothers and sisters, in saying this, the Lord Jesus Christ is going against the predominant idea in the people of Israel in his time. As you know, the people of Israel, this time they were under the power of the Romans. They were oppressed by the Romans. So in that sense, there were many oppressed in Israel. But those oppressed people in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, many of them, even though they were oppressed, they did not submit to the will of God. They did not acknowledge that it was because of their sin, because of their disobedience to God's commandments, that they were suffering under the Romans. So many of the oppressed were not meek. They wanted to take revenge. They wanted to go to war. They wanted to destroy the Romans. So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes and says to them, blessed are the meek, they were offended by the Lord Jesus Christ. They were offended by him. Jesus Christ was telling them, that is not the way the kingdom of God is going to be established on earth. It is not by violence. It is not by anger. It is not by wrath that the kingdom of God will come to us. It is by submitting ourselves as a nation and individually as a church to the will of God. Blessed are the meek. But at the same time, in the people of Israel, there were many, many who were not meek. They were arrogant. They were proud. They were not gentle to other Israelites around them. So the people of Israel, they were suffering in two ways mainly. They were suffering under the power of the Romans, but also many of them were suffering under the people of Israel, under the Jewish authorities, who were putting burdens on their shoulders that they could not carry. So there was a lot of arrogance in the people of Israel. And the Lord says that one requisite then to be in the kingdom of God is to be gentle, is to be meek. The kingdom of God is not for proud people, for arrogant people. So that was what was going on in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, our time is not that different. We are not very different from the Jews. We are also people who do not want by nature to submit. By nature, we rebel. By nature, we get angry for any reason. By nature, we scream, we yell at our wives, at our children. We do not want to submit. We are not different. We are sinners. So when Jesus says, blessed are the meek, so then who can be blessed? We know that we do not deserve the blessing of the Lord. We know actually that because of the way we are, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That is why the Beatitudes, each of them are related to each other. In order to be meek, we need to be poor in spirit. To acknowledge that we completely depend on the Lord. We cannot be meek and not be poor in spirit. So we have to acknowledge that we are sinners, that we cannot save ourselves. But when the Lord comes and saves us and rescues us from our sin, from our pride, from being arrogant, we cannot continue to be arrogant. We cannot continue to be impatient. We cannot continue to be rude to people around us. Blessed are the meek. So important for us to understand that we are not meek by nature. This meekness of which the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about is not a natural meekness. You may meet people who externally may look meek and gentle, but that is not the kind of meekness that the Lord is talking about. He's talking about this new nature that we have in Christ. He's talking about being meek externally, but also internally. So many people externally are gentle to others, but they are so boasting of their humility to other people. No, brothers and sisters, the meek are those who know that they cannot be meek on their own. They know actually that meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. That is what we read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 23. Galatians 5, 23, the Apostle Paul says that one fruit of the Holy Spirit is gentleness. And that is the word for meekness as well. Gentleness. So we need the Holy Spirit then to change our nature, to change our personality, to give us a new mind, a new heart, in order to be meek. I think this beatitude applies to us in our daily lives. We all know that in order to share the gospel, we need to share it and to live out the gospel beginning at home, with our families, with our wives, with our husbands, with our children. And they can tell that we are not meek most of the time, that we yell all the time, that we are impatient, that instead of discipline, we just punish our children. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, blessed are the meek. How many times, brothers and sisters, because of things that happen in our lives, because of illnesses, because of problems in our work, we rebelled against the Lord. We complain against the Lord. We may not say that way, but the way we act shows that we are not content, that we are not submitting to His will. When we are just angry at everybody, when we just complain for any reason, we are not being meek. We are all that way. We cannot be in the kingdom of God in that way. We are all disqualified to be in the kingdom of God. But thanks be to God. But because when the Lord Jesus Christ says, bless the meek, as He's taking this word from the Old Testament, He's reminding us that it is not because we deserve it. It is because of His grace and mercy that we belong to the kingdom of God. When He says, blessed are the meek, He refers to the God of the Old Testament who had a rebellious people, the people of Israel, who grumble and complain all the time, but He promised them to take them to the promised land, to the land of Canaan. And He did, and in spite of their lack of meekness, in spite of not being meek and gentle and tender, He took them to the promised land. And that is what the second part of the third beatitude emphasizes when the Lord Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see, there is a promise there already. They shall inherit the earth. And this once again takes us back to the beginning of the nation of Israel, when they were rescued from Egypt. And the Lord said to them, "You are my people. I am your God. And I'm going to take you to the promised land." But all the time on their way to Canaan, they complained. They were arrogant. They were proud. But the Lord fulfilled his word. He disciplined them. But the Lord was merciful and gracious to them and took them to the promised land. So when Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," it is a promise, but a sure promise, that in union with the Lord Jesus Christ, in acknowledging that we are sinners and we need his forgiveness, in trusting in him, even though we are so unfaithful, even though we are arrogant, even though we are violent, he is so gracious to us that he promises that we will inherit the earth. You see, the word "inherit," it is also an Old Testament word, which emphasizes once again the favor of our God. An inheritance is not something that we obtain because we work hard for it. An inheritance is something given to us. So when Jesus says, "For they shall inherit the earth," it means that the Lord in his grace and mercy will give them the earth. For the people of Israel in the Old Testament, the earth meant the land of Canaan, a place on earth. But for us in the New Testament, the earth means the new heavens and the new earth. It means that in Jesus Christ we possess even more than the Israelites in the Old Testament did. It means that we will reign with the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will live forever in the new heavens and the new earth. So, brothers and sisters, this beatitude then is calling us to acknowledge that we cannot be meek on our own, that we need to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in Matthew 11:29, he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." The word "gentle" corresponds to the word "meek." Jesus is a meek par excellence. He is the meek of which the Beatitude is talking about. And we need to learn from him. He is the one who is God, but decided to come because of mercy and compassion to us, to this world. So we have to imitate in that respect the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to learn from him. We have to be meek, gentle, tender to those around us. So once again, brothers and sisters, how is it that you behave, that you relate to others around you? How is it that you treat your husband, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters in the Lord? Are you being meek? Are you being patient? Are you being gentle? What a wonderful blessing when we meet a gentle person, isn't it? When we know that we can trust in him or her, that we know that he or she is able to listen to us, that he or she has a loving heart, that he will not despise us, that he will not be impatient, but he's always ready to sit with us and listen and help us. The Lord says, "Bless the meek." Those are blessed. But once again, we do not deserve the blessing of the Lord, but it is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is only in union with Him that we are able to be meek and also able to receive the blessing of God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that in Jesus Christ we have a new nature. We have a new heart, a new mind. As we remember our life in the past, when we were doing our own will, when we didn't want to submit to You, we ask You for Your forgiveness, O Lord. But now that we see the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray that You continue to change our life, to sanctify us day by day. We need You, O Lord. We need You every day in our lives, because if there is one beatitude that we cannot fulfill, that we cannot practice consistently in our lives, is this one. For any reason we get angry, impatient, we yell at each other, and we know that at the core of the gospel is meekness, gentleness. And the Lord Jesus Christ Himself said to us, "Learn from Me, because I am meek and humble." So Heavenly Father, make us then gentle Christians, tender Christians, even temper Christians that are able to be loving and patient and understanding to each other. We pray this in Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen.